Luke chapter 9. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Now, we talked in the last chapter about how curing people from demons means healing the people who had diseases that other people couldn't understand, like mental illness. And Jesus sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey. Don't take sticks, nor bread, nor money. Don't have even two coats. Whatever house you enter into, stay there and leave from there. And whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a witness against them. So, people who didn't welcome the disciples as they went out preaching, they are going to get judged for that. Now, the four Gospels are accounts of the same stories, but just in different language. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are recording the same things about the life of Jesus, but in different words. And in one of the other Gospels, Jesus says, those people who wouldn't receive you, it's going to be better for Sodom in the day of judgment than for that city. So, the attitude that people had to preachers in the first century walking around Galilee, they're going to be resurrected and judged for that. Why did you not help those servants of Jesus who came to your town? So they might have forgotten all about it. They might have thought, oh yeah, maybe I remember that, maybe not, but years ago some fellow turned up preaching in the name of Jesus and yeah, no, we told him to clear off or we didn't help him. But the fact that we forget things we do does not mean that God does. And it doesn't mean that there's kind of forgiveness for us because we didn't remember the bad things we did. So this is why when Jesus comes back, there will be this resurrection to judgment. And this will in some form be a going through of things we did in this life. And it's no good saying, oh, that was years ago, I've forgotten about that. That was when I was a kid. Well, all the same, God remembers. And the fact we may forget doesn't create a kind of forgiveness for it. Now, Herod, the tetrarch, the ruler, heard of all that was done by Jesus. And he was confused because it was said by some that John the Baptist had risen from the dead. And of others that Elijah had appeared. And of others that one of the old prophets had risen from the dead. Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he wanted to see him. And it says things like that. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this? I think that what it really means is this is what he thought. He said this to himself. And the Bible has a lot to say about our self-talk. That is, what you say to yourself. I used to think I was a bit crazy because I talked to myself in my head. Until I realise that that's what everybody does. And it's that which the Bible calls the Spirit. And that's why we need to accept the Holy Spirit. So that God will and Jesus will enter into our lives, into our hearts, into our thinking, into our self-talk by the Holy Spirit. And the apostles, when they were returned, told Jesus all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place near the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and healed those that had need of healing. That might imply there were people who came who didn't really need any healing, but he healed those who needed it. When the day began to finish, then the 12 came and said to Jesus, send the crowd away that they can go into the towns and country round about and get somewhere to stay and buy food, because we're here in a deserted place. But Jesus said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we haven't got here anything other than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we should go and buy food for all this crowd. They were about 5,000 men. Jesus said to his disciples, make them sit down by groups of 50. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled, and they took up of the crumbs left over 12 baskets. What a lovely sight. Jesus looking up to the sky, to God, with his eyes open, never having sinned, with a complete openness between himself and God. And he thanks God, and he just gives the loaves and fishes to the disciples, and they give them to the crowd. So Jesus always likes to work through people. He likes to work through the disciples. And this is very similar with the breaking of bread. When Jesus took the loaves, blessed them, broke, and gave to the disciples. Now, in those days, who you ate with was really important. And the Jews hated Jesus because they said he eats with sinners. And who you broke your bread with, who you ate with, was really important. You mustn't eat with someone who's a sinner or someone who's not quite believing the right thing. And so what Jesus did here was very shocking, but he gave food and he ate with a huge crowd of people that he didn't even know. He didn't test whether they were all worthy. And it's very clear that this was a kind of breaking of bread, because the language is identical. It's the same. He took the loaves, he blessed them, he broke and gave to the disciples. So I think what this is saying is that we shouldn't be hung up about who we do that breaking of bread with, because we should want everyone to come and sit down and share in the memory of the death and resurrection of Jesus.